This is Ted Kennedy. When President Reagan signed the Civil Rights Fair Housing Bill, he crossed his fingers, too. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, President Reagan received well-deserved credit last month for signing our far-reaching bipartisan Civil Rights Bill to end discrimination in housing. But it wasn't all on the level, Al. At the White House bill signing ceremony, the president undermined the new law before the ink was dry. He interpreted it as including a narrow, hard-to-prove test of discrimination. That's a favorite trick of the administration on all civil rights bills, Al. But it's flatly inconsistent with the intent of Congress because it makes the law a paper tiger and lets bigots off the hook. As the courts have uniformly ruled, what counts in interpreting a law is what Congress intends when the law is written, not what the president says when he signs it. If President Reagan didn't like the bill, Al, he should have vetoed it instead of trying to have it both ways.
Bigots off the hook? What in the world are you talking about? All these years you've spent trying to nail Ronald Reagan have finally gotten to you. He'll be gone soon. That New England granite brain is cracked. Without the leadership of George Bush and Ronald Reagan, that fair housing law would never have become a reality. President Reagan signed the bill because it met a real need and because it was a well-reasoned compromise. I know it troubled you when we demanded that property owners be given the right to a trial by jury, so fundamental, and you left it out. We put it back. You said it all, Ted, but I can't figure out why you said it. The courts will interpret any legal challenges to the law. Those challenges won't be made by Ronald Reagan. They'll be made by good American citizens who have legal, legitimate questions. Sounds to me like you wanted a campaign issue more than a fair housing law, Ted. This is Senator Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.